This is See It, Stream It, Skip It, where J.J. Gordon tells you what to see in the theater, what to stream at home, and what to skip altogether. And clearly, the biggest question of the day is, are you going to review Hocus Pocus 2?
I am reviewing Hocus Pocus 2.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Now, I feel like I should ask that question.
I mean, I'm going to throw out there that I'm not done with it.
Okay.
I'm 3/4 of the way through.
I didn't
wake up early enough today. Yeah. I watched Hocus Pocus last night so I'd be ready so I could write down some of the in-jokes, and then I just couldn't get to the end. Hocus Pocus 2 is my stream this week.
Woo!
It's my stream.
That's what we wanted to know.
Is it a great movie?
Oh.
No. Is it as good as the first? No. But is it the warm blanket we all need right now? Oh. Absolutely. Here's the deal when Hocus Pocus 2 starts up on your Disney Plus account. You realize how much you love that first Hocus Pocus movie and how you've just wanted to see what happens with the Sanderson sisters, right? Like, what have Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker been up to since? They've all done a lot. But just shy of 30 years after the first one, this is just as much fun. And, you know, there's a line in the first Hocus Pocus, which is also streaming on Disney Plus, so you can make a double feature out of it, where Max, our main character, says, it's three old hags against the 20th century. Well, now it's three old hags against the 21st century. And think of all the things that have exploded since 1993. The internet, cell phone usage. It just goes on and on and on and on. Even the way we allow kids to go trick-or-treat has changed since 1993. And this movie comments on it and goes on. I'm having a ton of fun. I mean, if you said you can only watch one for the rest of your life, I'm going to watch Hocus Pocus 1.
Sure.
But I'm definitely not disappointed in Hocus Pocus 2.
That's what we like to hear.
Right?
And I think that's what everyone expects, right? Like, they don't expect this one to be better than the first. They expect this one just to sort of, like, fill their cup with, you know, some Halloween
new,
Hocus
right?
Pocus fun. Something a little bit new. Something to bring back the nostalgia of Hocus Pocus 1. You know, all of that kind of stuff.
You know, a sequel is just a continuation of the story.
Right.
And so the nice thing is Hocus Pocus 1 is completely self-contained. So if all you do is watch that from here on out, no problem. But the second one is able to build on some of those things, and I really enjoy it.
Okay. My
skip it this week is another scary movie. Not that Hocus Pocus 2 is very scary, but it's a movie called Smile. And I'm a part of several movie groups who all went to this movie this week, and they all decided the same thing. Thumbs way down on Smile. Now, it's had maybe one of the best viral marketing campaigns of anything. So the idea is that when a ghost, takes you over and, you know, has... You know, you need to perform an exorcism, essentially. But people get this big, enormous smile on their face. This, like, toothy grin. That's how you can tell they're possessed. So if you have noticed major league sporting events where they zoom in on someone who's just standing, staring at the camera, smiling with this big, toothy grin, it's probably part of the Smile viral marketing campaign. Mm. And they're literally hiring people all over the place to just stand, like, on a street corner and smile to get people excited about it. Unfortunately, that's the most creative thing about this movie, is the marketing campaign that surrounds it.
Shoot.
They all can't be winners, right?
Right.
But this one is one that, trust me, I'm doubting it's going to stay in theaters very long. You might even be able to, like, stream it from your home by the time Halloween hits. That would be my big recommendation. The See It this week is a movie that is going to get talked about quite a bit, and I hope you talk about it for the right reasons. The movie is called Bros, and it's from the makers of the movie Trainwreck, and this movie is a romantic comedy about two men. And Billy Eichner, if you know him, like Billy on the Street, easily, I think, one of the funniest guys out there who just has this awesome little shtick that he does. He plays a guy who doesn't believe he deserves love, finds this other man, and this other guy's just, he's handsome, he's athletic, and he keeps asking himself, why would you choose me? I'm not worthy of you. I'm not worthy of you. It is just a perfect little movie. It really is fantastic. I think people are going to talk in the same way that when, Love, Victor came out, or Love, Simon, the movie that inspired Love, Victor, I think people are going to talk about this movie and the representation that they finally get to see on screen. It is hilarious. Start to finish, this is a well-written 2022 movie that pokes fun at everything around there. So, you know, there's a group of people who are there who are all about inclusion, about adding another letter to the LGBTQ community. And they're like, oh, how many more letters are we going to keep adding to this? It is, I mean, it pokes fun at the stuff that deserves to be poked fun at in a nice, perfect little way. It tells an amazing love story between two people. It just, it feels good. It is the apple pie. It is the chili on a cold winter's night. It is the blanket by the fire that we really need right now. And I think Bros is going to be a movie that has long legs and will stay in theaters for a long time. I also think that that's the type of movie that you're going to see a lot of people talking about, saying, hey, if they're going to go out and they're going to tell you, I saw this movie, it was great, you should go see it. If you remember, that's sort of what happened with Trainwreck.
Yeah.
Trainwreck was that movie that felt really true about, like, dating somebody and all the, you know, pulling away, you know, the veneer and so you can see the scabs underneath. And I think a lot of people went out and it was word of mouth that got that movie to be as popular as it was. I think the same thing is going to happen for Bros. Bros is playing in theaters across the country right now. Hocus Pocus 2 is streaming on Disney Plus. If you're going to skip something, it's going to be Smile. And I want to throw this out there too. There's a great lineup for Halloween at the Fargo Theater coming up. They've curated some really amazing movies for you to go out. Starting with The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's going to be on Saturday, October 22nd. Then the movie Hereditary on Monday, the October 24th. I don't like the movie Hereditary. It grosses me out. It creeps me out. I've seen it once, and I will never watch it again, but I know there are people out there who absolutely love it. Then Friday, October 28th at 11 p.m., the Rocky Horror Picture Show on the big screen. If you've never been to a Rocky Horror performance, because that's really what it is, the Fargo Theater, like, thank you so much for hosting this, and it's an almost midnight screening. And then Trick or Treat, which is an anthology film that follows several stories that take place on Halloween night, is Monday, October 31st. That starts at 7 o'clock. All tickets are only $7. You can find more information at fargotheater.org. Such great stuff lined up. I'm so glad that the pandemic kind of got us thinking about what are the movies you want to experience on the big screen and are worthwhile for it. So that's out there. There's other great movies that are coming out as well for Marcus Theaters is going to have a huge scary movie festival. And this, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to throw it out there. There's going to be a 35th anniversary Fathom screening for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
What?
I am so excited, and I am very much looking forward to. I mean, I might have to buy out a whole theater for that. And
yeah,
bring
absolutely.
All my friends, because it is easily one of the absolute best.
So JJ gave me a copy of that for, I don't know, was it just for funsies or Christmas or
It was
something?
For Thanksgiving. So it's, don't forget, it's a
Thanksgiving
movie. Even though the cover looks like it's a Christmas movie, they're by like a North Pole. It's not. It's a Thanksgiving.
So we watched it. Of course, I loved it because there's like not a lot not to love about that movie.
Right.
But the best part about getting a copy of that movie into my house was that my husband will be up at night and I will wake up to him laughing on a different floor of our house, like laughing out loud to that movie. He watched it, I swear, I don't know how many times, but every time he would laugh so hard and so loud at that movie that I would like wake up or hear him from a whole different part of the house. And I'm like, oh, he must be watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Even at 35 years old, there's still a lot of universal stuff. You know, flights getting canceled and trying to get that hotel and being in a town you don't know. Just trying to get from point A to point B sometimes. It's just, it's phenomenal. We're so lucky that right now all of these things are available not only to stream, but they're putting some of them back up on the big screen. So I'll go through it again and let you guys know. If you're going to see something in the theaters this weekend, you got a lot of good choices. But my new recommendation is Bros. Go see the movie Bros. Also, Hocus Pocus 2 is streaming on Disney Plus. And if you're going to skip something, you don't need to see the movie Smile. Trust me.
She gets too hungry for dinner.